That Life. All about lifestyle, relationships, cause, and get. From Cassie to the Bird. From Cassie to the Bird.
Yeah, and welcome to it. Once again, it is time for Black Life. And I'm in the studio this afternoon, rather this morning.
I'm so used to it being this afternoon.
It feels like an afternoon. On Thursdays now, in the morning, from 11 to 12. And I'm joined by my co-host, of course, Mr. Mono BC Tete. How you doing, my buddy?
I'm all right, and you, buddy?
I'm good, man.
Welcome
to the Black Life show today. We have a very exciting show for everyone today. We've got a number of things that we're going to talk about. But let's kick it off. I mean, what an interesting show from Somizi and Alan, as always.
Hey.
Magic Mike Club in Foy's. That's just it's like right next to where you live, dog. Are you going to go and visit it every now and again?
No.
It's good because you have to see what's happening out there. It's not about being a pervert. Sometimes it's just about knowing, like, am I still in the game? How far am I from the game if I'm not in the game? What do I need to do to get back in the game?
Yeah, no, I'm okay. Hey, I'm okay.
Okay, you got the moves?
Yeah, no, I got the moves.
You got the moves,
and
like Magic
anywhere
Mike.
Anywhere Somizi is equals trouble.
But I must say, I mean, those. Imagine you had the moves like a male stripper. Where would you use them? Like at your age, where would you use them?
In a nightclub.
Yeah, but you can't exactly
take
off your
shirt. And not in South Africa.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You can't take off your shirt in a nightclub. And if you go with your wife, she's not going to be happy about that.
No. You see, now you're changing
the demographics of your question. Of your life.
Right.
So you can move like Magic Mike.
Right.
You take the wife to Taboo or Cocoon.
Yeah.
And then there you are doing all sorts of things and your shirt's coming up and people are looking at you and your ass is out. Do you think that she'd be cool? Even if you were dancing with her, do you think she'd be cool with that?
Yes. It's who I am, I suppose. It's where I'm at that point in time. I don't know.
I'm laughing.
Now you're raising something about marriage. That marriage, it almost sounds like you must be this reserved somebody when you're married.
I'm not saying you must be. I'm just pointing out that is it possible to
That's
be?
What she married, yo. That's what she married.
That's
Let's
what she
go.
Married. She knows this, though.
She knows.
I mean,
this.
You're telling me this because she's not in the studio.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So it's
exactly.
easy. It's
you
easy,
know
right?
your strength. Know your strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, okay.
No, but no, I would rock it. Really, okay. Like, you know, you married who I am, not what I do. Just saying.
And not how I dance.
No, not how I dance either.
All right.
I mean, 9 out of 10 times, people actually only see your dance moves when they get married down the aisle. You know, when they shy at that,
Well, the fortunate thing about being black is we always have a step, right?
Right.
So the thing with having a step is that at some point, your wife is going to have to see if you're a good dancer. And based on that, we have to, you know, get Somizi in to either redo the step for you.
Yeah, no.
Or we just cancel the whole step altogether.
Yeah, no. It's like that marijuana thing you said last week.
What did I say about the marijuana?
Like how it makes you sleep. And, you know, but it's if your wife met you, her husband met you doing things, I think it's only
fair. So if she
met
me a smoker, then it's fine.
I think it's fair.
It's like, look.
You'll decide whether you want to quit or not, but you can't quit because of me. I mean, come on.
Okay, now that we've segued to that, you're completely right, Mona BC. And they say that a couple who does everything together stays together. So if he smokes, you got to smoke.
You're changing the... Why you got to change the rules?
You got to drink. You know, if she spikes up and, you know, puts needles in her arms, maybe you got to put needles in your arms too, because, like, you both got to do the same thing or both not do the same thing.
Exactly,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if one of you goes to church, then both of you got to go to church. Otherwise, it's just not going to work out in the long run.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, you know, we always start with things that are current and that are happening in the show, like basically in South Africa and things like that.
Right.
I've got to tell you about the 10 critical skills in demand in SA right now. Give me three that you think would be the 10 critical skills that people should have to get great jobs in South Africa at this point.
At this point.
Right now. If I had to tell you, what do you think the three most critical skills are?
Engineering.
Okay.
Just, am I right?
No, well, just name them.
Engineering. Mm-hmm. That would be my at the foremost.
Yeah.
New political parties.
Okay. New political parties.
Yes, those people that run those political parties. You know,
like politicians.
One. Yeah, that one.
Politicians.
It's a career. It's a career.
Okay. It's a critical. Skill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having the right skill. Politics. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But I wouldn't call that a profession, obviously.
It kind of is though, isn't it?
No. Only in South Africa is it.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And then what's the third one?
No. So my second one would be...
Didn't we say politician was the second one? Because the first one was engineering.
No, comrade. No. I just mentioned it, but it's not a career.
Oh, that was a segue. Okay. Yeah. And then second one?
Technical skills. So like boilermakers. I don't know where you class those. So right.
Let's call them technical skills.
Technical skills.
Carpenters. That sort of thing.
Carpenters, boilermakers. And the other one would be accountants, eh?
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. Here are the top 10 critical skills that are in demand right now. Number, well, we're going to go from 10 to 1, right? Let me start.
At number 10.
It's sheep shearer.
What?
As the name suggests, sheep shearers are charged with the duty of denuding our fluffy friends of their gorgeous wool. So, if you are a failed hair cutter, you can go and become a sheep shearer. Okay. Shearer.
So, do they use wild clippers as well?
Yeah, they use clippers. Exactly the same clippers that they use.
But the wild, you know that brand wild.
I don't know if it's. I think it's a bigger version of wild.
Philips.
Well, it's wild, but like the industrial wild size.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then there's a protein scientist.
At number 9.
At number 9 is protein scientist. These people,
what does a protein scientist do?
They explore the role of protein in molecular and cell biology and genetics.
Okay, so
and we're not talking about and how that affects evolution. We're not talking about gym bunnies. We're talking about people who actually study protein, which is very important right now.
So it's molecular.
It's molecular stuff. It helps you like grow.
Biology.
Helps you not age. If you get cancer, these guys come in.
Right.
All that sort of thing.
Right. So it's and research, basically.
It's research.
Yeah.
And then at number 7 is a space weather specialist.
They always get them wrong, especially that Van Damme guy on ETV. That guy gets the weather wrong.
And he always wears nice suits, but he gets the weather always wrong.
Yeah, it's like in Cape Town, it'll be 20 degrees. He's got that twang as well.
Well, he's got that American thing, right?
Yeah. It'll be like 20 degrees.
But does that help you? Do you find that when you listen to him, it makes him more credible? Because you're like, well, it's an American saying it. So obviously the weather's going to be.
No.
Or is it the opposite? It's
like, why does this American know? Coming here to take jobs in South Africa. Isn't that xenophobia? Yeah, that one.
You know there's no xenophobia against white people. There's no such thing. Can't call it that. It's something else. Okay. But basically a weather specialist, a space weather specialist, major space weather events, especially those that can disrupt infrastructure and power grids back here on Earth. I'm talking about meteorites, radiation from the sun that can be a bit too strong and really like totally mess us up on Earth.
Yeah.
And then at number 6 is a bioinformatician.
So they crack numbers in biology stuff.
Very good, Mona BC. Yeah? It's basically someone who studies biological data by way of mathematics, science, and technology.
There we go. Okay.
No, your education paid off. The private school was not for nothing.
No, it was not.
Okay, and
not
then
in vain.
At number 5, it's a metrologist. Not a metrosexualist or a meteorologist, but a metrologist.
Yeah, ne?
It's a science of measurement and is not to be confused with meteorology, by the way.
Okay.
This field encompasses all theoretical and practical components of measurement.
Right.
So it's measuring, which is good because you have to understand the measurements of the backseat of the taxi can only take 4 people.
Right. So four.
And if you're like me and you're well fed, it's not a very comfortable spot.
Right.
But going on to number 4, it's a black hole researcher.
A black hole, so like Kimberley black hole. So it's a
we're not talking about
type of stuff.
It's not like a yes, it's not a porn thing, but it's more likely to understand deep space phenomena. Like
why you gotta
holes.
Go there?
Because you said Khrutkhat, and immediately
that's
you know,
Kimberley Khrutkhat.
You know what? Actually, they should have come out with a magazine back in the day called the Khrutkhat or Khrutkhata. Do you think that would have made money?
No.
Let
me think about it. No.
This is some things that will never make money.
No. But what would you... What like, content would you
it's
have
It's like the concept
Khrutkhat?
Of Miss Deep Sluit. That just will never... That will never pick up. That will never take off.
Why not?
Miss Deep Sluit.
Yeah. What's there a, is a Miss Deep Sluit.
What is a Deep Sluit?
Yeah. There is
what
a Mr. Miss
What is a sluit?
Are you talking the pageant or a sluit?
What is a sluit?
A slut. A slut.
What is a sluit?
A slut is a slut
it's,
in Afrikaans.
No, sluit.
No, it's a slut.
No.
Okay.
Deep sluit. It's spelled SLOOT.
You see, we need to. Where's Casper when we need him, eh?
He's out there somewhere. We'll ask him tomorrow. But a sluit is actually like it's a gap.
Okay.
So it's a deep gap.
Deep gap. Okay.
Yeah. Miss Deep Gap. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I can see you wanting to go there. I want to go there.
How do you measure it?
Yo.
Who's the one? I guess a meteorologist will measure it.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
So at number three, it's a metallurgical scientist, and that basically is someone who explores the composition of metallic elements and compounds.
Yeah. And which they would mine come in it handy. Sometimes. Yeah.
And they mine it as well. So it's about, you know, confirming the authenticity of compounds and saying, when we win the World Cup trophy, is this really made of steel or silver, as I say, or not?
Okay.
At number two, it's a geomatics technician. And basically, the role of a geomatics technician is gathering and processing geospatial data, which is usually for military purposes. So
like Geotech stuff. They do stuff at Geotech.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, that, I think.
Right.
Geospatial data. I think it's more like, as opposed to like Geotech stuff, it's like geo, so it's like geographical and spatial. So like the 2 points between this mountain and that mall and that street and things like that. So that we know where to find. Okay. No. Anyway, then there's a soil scientist coming in at number two. And that is basically someone who interprets soil-related data. It's often for the purposes of agriculture and that sort of thing, which will come in handy because...
Yeah, it's like those guys at Kruger. Have you ever heard of those guys that actually tell... Well, they teach you on what not to do when you get to like Kruger and you want to step on like the dung
and there's
different species of dung and they measure that.
But it also come in handy because as it is, we've industrialized agriculture. So therefore, if you're going to farm on a huge piece of land for years and years, you can't exactly turn around and do that over and over again. There has to be a point where you give the soil a break. So coming in at number one, can you guess what it is?
Yeah.
It's paleo sciences.
It's sciences. Yay! Sciences will always be in demand. Yay.
Yay. Okay. Thanks for that clap. I was going to do a more professional one.
Okay. We'll wait there for the Okay. Let's do it. Let's go.
It's just not coming along. Ah, well, let's forget about the professional one. But anyway, the paleo sciences researcher, what they do is not about the paleolithic diet and that sort of thing. It's actually about like the amalgamation of academic disciplines that strive to tell the story of life on Earth.
Yeah.
That's it. So from back in the day till now, what has happened? And that, my friend, is what
top 10
is all about. Yeah, so top 10.
If we can sum it up.
Yeah.
Professionally, is it engineering? Is it sciences, biology?
Well, I suppose it's like a combination. If you're going to... The fields are exactly that. It's I suppose biology is very important. Biology and science. If you whatever you're doing, study biology and science, and maybe astronomy.
Yeah.
And well, if not all that fails, you can always just become a sheep shearer.
Yeah. Okay. For a living.
So, yeah. So it's like from being a super scientist, a super biologist, the next Elon Musk to just shearing sheep.
By the way, did you know that Elon is South African? Eh?
Definitely. That's why I mentioned him. He went to Boys High, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, Pretoria Boys High.
Yes, my brother went there.
And then he hated it because they bullied him.
Pretoria Boys are. Yeah, there was serious bullying at Pretoria Boys. And I can confirm that because it was tough. Look, all boarding schools were tough.
Yeah.
It was like a mini jail. I feel like sometimes I'm ready for... Well, I don't know if I'm totally ready for jail. And I don't want to say that out loud.
Mm.
But having been to boarding school, you like get a sense that, jail is just a...
An extension.
It's just the same thing with buggery.
Yeah. Last meal is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly.
So will you manage that?
I can manage that. It's just it's the sodomy that scares me.
Oh, okay. And losing weight, you're not scared of that, eh?
No, I don't know if I will, actually.
Huh?
I don't think
there's
I will.
There's no chocolate there. There's no seaweed.
I don't eat chocolate.
There's no seaweed.
Seaweed is what? You put on weight by eating seaweed.
Can I just put it out there? You know, Tumisho eats so much seaweed, like on its own. It's almost like you're making your stomach makes its own sushi.
I eat it as a snack because it's very important. Seaweed is good for you, eh?
Oh, is it?
It's very, very good for you. Right. I would recommend it. In fact, if you're not getting your seaweed today, go and get some seaweed and just eat it like chips.
Yeah. So,
what?
I had some.
Okay, we're talking about
Talking about careers. I think. In fact, what would you say are the most five right?
Yeah.
Overrated careers in South Africa. Overrated.
Oh, you're starting some
overrated.
Shit right there. I would say
is Henko online? Five. Wait, let's get Henko. Shout out to Henko.
Shout out Henko. What's up, dog?
What's up, Henko? So you were saying, yeah.
I mean, I think you're starting something here. which is at number 5, I would say it's accountants.
Accountants. Overrated.
Overrated. My sister's an accountant.
Sure.
And she's like working towards being a chartered accountant.
Yeah. She's like at the top of the food chain.
And they study hard. Eh? It's not easy. It's not an easy profession. No. It takes a long time to get there, and you have to work bloody hard.
Yeah.
And obviously, every business needs accountants.
Need to count the money.
You need to count, right?
Or the loss.
I think, accountants.
At number 5, number the five. Most overrated.
Overrated, yeah.
Okay. Number 4?
Number 4, I would definitely go for... Actually, I put it... No, wait, sorry. Number 5 is politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians
okay,
are
so we've decided politicians is a career.
It's a career. Okay, no,
like
it is a career.
Like Moosey, he's got 3 degrees.
Look, dude, if you had worked a little harder, and weren't you a head boy or something?
Let's move on.
Because there was a time when they were just giving that shit away to black guys. Yeah. Who can play cricket and shit like that.
I didn't see that coming.
In my day, you had to work really hard to be head boy. You had to be like liked, you had to be good and all that. And then at some point, after we voted, they were like, oh, you know, we have to fill a quota here. So, okay. Moosey, you can play cricket, right? Yeah, I can. Yeah, sure. Okay, you're head boy. Yeah, and that was it. Right?
No.
Okay. So politicians is number 5.
Right.
Number 4, I'd say accountants. Number 3, I would say, overrated, hey?
Yeah.
Would be CEOs of mines.
CEOs of mines.
Yeah.
Okay. Self-explanatory. They make a cuckload of money and they just...
For what? What do they really do? Honestly, because everyone else runs shit. I say CEOs in general, actually.
Okay.
CEOs in general.
Okay.
Okay. Where were we? Number 2.
Number 2.
I would say overrated. Commercial lawyers.
Okay, lawyers or commercial? Specifically commercial.
Specifically commercial lawyers. I think criminal lawyers I have a lot of respect for. They like get people off, right?
Okay, I smell an undertone of being screwed over by a
yeah,
commercial
definitely,
lawyer.
Definitely.
So that's why you make me personal.
All these people have screwed me over. That's why I'm putting them on this bloody list.
Okay.
And number 1? Film and television producers, which is what I do. The most overrated people. All you have to do is just say, "I'm the producer of this thing," and I tell you, you don't have to really do anything.
Yeah.
You just produce, which is you get the production manager to work on the schedule.
Right, you get
the line producer to negotiate with your actors. You get the director to actually do the bloody thing. You get the writer to write the script, and you get the actors to act. And everyone just does their work, and you just say you're the producer. And at the end of the day, you're like, "I get the biggest cut." Thank you.
So, in summary, you're saying your job is gack.
No.
The most overrated. That's what you're saying.
I've chosen... This is the most overrated job that I could ever choose because it's the best job to have. The most overrated is the best job. You don't do much.
Right.
Except tell people, like, just to do their job that they were going to do anyway.
Right.
And then you get... all the credit and all
the cash.
You're
smiling and because you're trying to bluff your way out of this one. Anyway, it's not going to work.
I'm smiling because this is why I chose this career. Yeah, baby.
Famous for
now
nothing.
You know. Famous for nothing. Yeah. I told the director, just direct.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then I chose the best.
Yeah,
so now that means I must get the most money. I chose the best director. He agreed to work on this film. And then I screwed him over. What's your problem?
Yeah.
Then I got the best actors and I got the best writer.
Yeah.
Like, I did the job.
Yeah.
And then they did what they did and the show was amazing. And it was my show.
And then
show.
You take the credit.
And then I said, yeah, it's my show. You know, it was an idea I had.
By the way, I'm going straight to my number
one. Go. Okay.
My number one.
What's your number? No, I want to hear the other 4.
No, it doesn't matter.
Give me the other 4.
I'll give you, from
give
level...
Me three.
Okay, three.
Three.
Top 3.
Yeah.
IT.
Yeah, okay. I've got
very overrated, those guys.
What the
they
hell?
They always
do?
Come with attitude,
except, you know,
and like they're doing you a favor when they're fixing your laptop. You're like, nigga,
right,
fix
on.
This
just
damn
fix
laptop.
A damn laptop. Just
you know?
Do your job, man.
Just do your job.
Damn.
So
job.
Yeah, but by the way, before I say that, you know, shout out to my guys at MacWorks. They always sort me out with my laptops and my, you know.
Don't you own that company?
Can we just segregate the content?
I need
of
to
the
bring
education?
My Mac in, by the way, and I hope I get a discount. Cause
yeah,
I know
no. They
and
don't
shout
like
out to Muzi, my friend, Mazibuko. I know that you are an IT guy, but
yeah, but does Muzi fix Apple?
You're
stuff?
Overrated, Muzi.
He's overrated. Does he fix laptops?
He does.
Mine
he
gets fixed
mine.
All the time.
He always fixes mine.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not on Mac, so it's fine.
I am on Mac. What are you talking about?
What are you doing on Mac? And crack screens? Does he fix your crack screen?
I don't crack my screens.
Listen. Do you want me to expose you live on air?
What screens have I cracked?
Don't
I've
me
never
to expose you live on air.
Please
I hope
do.
Your insurance.
Please
what?
Do.
Who's your insurance again?
I'm with Echelon, the private. Firm of Santam.
Oh.
It's like, you know,
oh.
when you just want to pay more
it,
money.
Eh? Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I can.
Yeah, no,
it's bullshit, though.
You know,
they're paying,
a couple
they're
of weeks
me
ago.
Sorry.
I
want to say this. If anyone's out there who's in insurance, okay, and is a broker and wants to give me a better deal, give me a call right now. Hit me up on cliffcentral.com on WhatsApp. Or you can call us on 0861 555
555-189. Yeah,
call me right now.
Yeah. Speaking of Cliff Central, we just got a message from Sia.
Guys, where's Vilmarie?
Well, I don't know. Where's Vilmarie?
Can I say it in Sia's tone? Guys, where's Vilmarie?
Sia. I don't know where Vilmarie is.
Vilmarie is, well, maybe we have to tell the people what's going on, right? Vilmarie is going to be doing her own thing. We're very excited for her. She's going to be actually speed queening on her own show very soon. So we're just black now, totally black. We're not black with one chick from Pretoria.
We're not trying to be politically correct. Awe?
Awe must again.
Awe?
Yeah. But we're looking for, are we going to get a colored woman to replace her?
I think we can start interviews.
I think we should, eh?
No?
Yeah.
And the criteria is
colored or Xhosa.
Yellow bull.
Colored or Xhosa.
I cannot let you anywhere near Xhosas.
Xhosas, they're my weakness. They're my kryptonite.
Anywhere near Xhosas.
Chene. Okay. We were still talking about careers, by the way.
Yeah. No, anyway, no Xhosa interviewees for Tumisho. We're not interviewing for any Xhosa girls.
We want more Xhosa girls. I think that's all we need. Xhosa girls.
No, comrade.
Xhosa girls
no.
are the future,
no,
man.
No.
They're
no,
the future.
No. Colored, maybe, yes.
Colored
you.
Girls, yeah,
I
they're up there, man.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's your kryptonite, isn't it?
Aye.
Totally your kryptonite.
You know what, Ned? This is not air your laundry day.
Okay, no, it's not. Okay.
So
it's
let's not air
let's get
our
serious.
Laundry.
Let's get serious. Okay, yeah. Come on. Number three.
Number three was IT.
IT, yes. Number two?
Number two was, it's a very close tie between number one and two.
Uh-huh.
But I would go for beauticians.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really important though.
How?
Well, think about it. Have you seen a girl with jacked up nails?
I've seen girls with jacked up and whack nails and they think that
and
they're
bad feet.
And bad feet and they just came from like, you know, the
really?
Beauty.
Well, I mean,
it's like Oprah.
What about Oprah? I've had a huge crush on Oprah for years. What
have you seen
say?
Her toes?
No, I haven't.
They're like wooden toes.
I'm not going to screw her toes, though.
Like they wouldn't. But imagine those rubbing against you.
I'm sure
and
she's
you
got
just
that,
feel
some
this,
nice billionaire
this, like,
toes.
Sandpaper going against
it was
you.
Oprah's toes, dog. You know, I'd learn to sleep well in my billionaire house.
Oh, this guy's shallow. We shallow, son. Yeah, we shallow.
You gotta be shallow, dude. Yeah? Don't
yo,
like
yo,
mess
yo,
around,
yo,
guy.
Yo. Blue
okay.
Ocean strategy. Yeah. So beauticians who lie to our women and uh-huh. tell them they've got amazing hair and they've just done nonsense
got
on their hair. You're
amazing, dog.
You know, you look so
amazing.
Beautiful.
Look so beautiful.
And then they shave off all their like eyebrow, what, and then they paint it on.
We don't like them. We don't like them.
and finally.
It's
our actors. Yeah.
Really, dude? Really? That's two of my professions that have come number one.
No, listen, hands down. You guys win hands down.
No,
hands
rubbish.
Down.
Acting
hands
is
down.
A very difficult job.
No, not in
it's
South
a very
Africa.
Tough job.
Not in South Africa.
It's not a tough job in South Africa.
No, no.
Why not?
No, no.
Why not?
No.
It's even tougher in South Africa than anywhere else.
The mediocre. Yeah.
You don't even get all the props that you need, like in terms of like actual props on set.
Yeah.
You don't get half, you kind of usually get the script lastminute.com.
Yeah.
You don't even get someone to help you if you need a dialogue coach. You have to figure it out for yourself. I think it's South African actors are probably the best in the world because if you see something good that they've done it all on their own. It's just pure talent and skill. American actors, they get away with like CGI, great shots, great directing, a lot of time to do anything. They get acting coaches on set. You don't even get an acting coach, dude. You just go there and do your thing.
Do you know, at least, you know what I like? You know what I appreciate about Nollywood? Like, Those guys.
Those guys are some good
actors.
They're
not trying.
Right?
They're not trying. They know it's shit.
They're not even pretending.
They know we're doing shit, but that's what people want to watch. You know, South Africa and the shows that like are hot. Like okay. For me, The Wild was it just set a new boundary.
But you said everyone in
and it closed down. And
was,
it closed
was
down.
Overrated.
No,
right?
But it closed down.
Yeah, because our audience was like, what is this quality? We don't want to see that. Let's switch on. Okay, I always say generations.
Yeah, I knew you'd go there.
Rather give me Mubango or Zabalaza.
So it's you know for me that was a very big downfall, because then the type of stuff we see in the series, in the TV series that are coming from America, for me that's you know, that's the standard The Wild was at, you know, and the rest. Generations now, even if you paid me to watch it for 5 minutes, I would not do it.
Okay, if you paid me, you know, Kanye Mbao, actually, just to segue, but still stay on the same thing. She said that when she was working on Muvango, which was nearly 10 years ago, Pratuma was paying her 80,000 rand a month.
What?
That would have made her the highest paid actress like in South Africa ever. I mean, not even Kanye was getting that kind of money in her heyday at Generations, and I think she was the highest paid actress ever in South Africa.
Wow.
Yeah, if you got the right thing between your legs, I guess.
Yo.
British.
I'm gonna tell Kanye. Let's phone Kanye. I'm gonna tell her.
No, let's bring her on. Let's bring her on the show. Phone her right now.
Yeah.
Give Palesa Kanye's number. Give it to her. Give
Palesa,
it to her.
Can you phone Kanye Mbao, please? She's just nodding.
She's just nodding.
She's
like
that. Nodding.
Yeah, right. I'm on the phone, Kanye Mbao, for that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on a phoner.
Phoner.
That's what Devo Cholero is going to do to your punk.
No, he can do what he likes, but you know, there was a time. There was a time. All right. Okay. We've got to wrap that up.
So from next week, I think we're going to start getting mixtapes as well in terms of music.
Okay.
I know I've got a couple of DJs lined up, because Duncan's choice for our show, I don't know whether it's Duncan or it's you.
No,
but
it's not me. I don't choose the music.
On a Thursday,
Duncan,
I would slip
good.
My
don't
wrist.
Don't say that about Duncan. But hang on a second. Now we've got to talk about a couple of things, because you know we always talk about the style tips, talk about where to
eat. Yeah. Let's
gadgets.
Do that after the break. Let's pay the bills, man.
Let's pay the bills.
What
do I need to pay the bills with, dog?
You don't want us to get fired again, do you?
I'm not going to
again.
Do
okay. Notice I said again. And you always getting us fired.
Oh, okay. I'm always the one getting us fired. I'm the one who chooses guests who are going to come here, and then blah blah blah. I'm not even going to say it.
You're airing a lot of laundry today. What's going on, buddy?
All right, cool. We're going to come back. We'll just play a song, and then we'll be right back. Here's DJ Khaled, my favorite.
Pour a cup for the that is scared to get down.
Get down. We the best music.
How many times I got light another for the two just only in time. Times I gotta tell that to come over.
Don't
I f*** you right? Have you walking from side to side? You know how I feel about wasting time. You know how I feel about waiting in line. You know he ain't it, girl, you're wasting your time. You're only this young for a moment in time. Take it in stride. How many times I gotta tell that to come over?
How many times I gotta tell
that to come over?
How many times I gotta over?
How many times I gotta tell that to come over? I f*** you right, have you walking from side to side?
How many times I gotta tell you come over? How many times I gotta tell you I got a chauffeur? Think about it, think it over. Everything is gonna be kosher. Call me when you getting closer. If you take a text, say how much I owe ya. Don't send me no naked pictures. If I can get naked with you, this deserve recognition. I don't mind paying that commission. Is you with the or not? If we ain't f***ing it, bye-bye, y'all. How many times I say how many times? Too many times and I ain't got time.
How many times I gotta tell that to come over?
Don't
I f*** you right? Have you walking from side to side? You know how I feel about wasting time. You know how I feel about waiting in line. You know he ain't it, girl, you're wasting your time. You're only this young for a moment in time. Take it in stride. How many times I gotta tell that to come over?
How many times I
gotta tell that to come over?
How many times I gotta over?
How many times I gotta tell that to come over? I f*** you right?
light, I be walking from side to side. How many times?
I can't phone off the hook, yeah, that bitch won't stop blinking. I pick up for you, don't want a second ring. You've been drinking and drinking, you're drinking for fun and you drink for a reason. Yeah, leave your boyfriend and call me when you're leaving. Calling shots, refereeing, no drama. So wet, I'ma need drama meaning. Mattress, I could fiend it. Boy, I like to block up young Billy Jean. And I'm dodging the leeches, I'm signing agreements. I'm signing new artists, I sell out arenas. Swimming with the dolphins on the damn arena. Wine mixing, this like the Catalina. B.I.G. minus puffing little C's. I'm on my grind, 3 a.m. text like I need you. Dream about the poop. It, I'm a dreamer, hold me down, but don't hold me back like I need you to. Damn, I wrote myself a $1 million check in fifth grade. I put it on the wall and promised it be this way. She fucked me like she wants the rent paid, like she want that Oscar De La Renta. I slow it down like it's a favorite ballad, then go back up at it like I hadn't had it. Straight up.
How many times I gotta tell that to come over? I'll fuck you right, have you walking from side to side? How many times? Pour a cup for the that is scared to get down.
Get down.
How many times I gotta light another for the who just only in time?
In town.
For the weekend. How many times?
I see these supper club. Got me throwing bottles with all of my homies. I'm feeling generous, throwing my money. She said she wanted them love. I gave her the, but I'm not in love. I call out bingo the minute I'm. Soon as I'm done, kick her out in the morning. Got, when I turn up, it's a party. Bust it open, pop that in a circle. Go retarded, pop it for me. She got that booty galore, ripping it back in me up. You wanna f*** with a thug. Now I see all these got up and they thong. Damn, it's just a matter of time before I'm gone. Drinking Ciroc and I know that she got it for free. I hit up Diddy, he told me he did it. He said that the liquor just bring out the freaks. Them is lit.
Yeah, we gotta go. That was Khalid featuring Chris Rock.
Yeah. I just got an SMS or WhatsApp from our editor Kirsten.
What she
said? At Black Magazine. She's saying that is potentially one of the worst songs she has ever associated with Dumisho.
I don't choose the music, I just play it.
Ah, okay.
You know, the modern DJ is not someone who actually picks the music. You're just somebody who just plays it. And speaking of somebody that we wanted to speak to today on the show and who's on the line with us right now, it is Edith Fenta. How are you doing, Edith?
I'm very well, thank you, Tamisha. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's a beautiful Edith.
Oh, wow. We're so excited to have you here. We were hoping you'd be in the studio with us so that we could just look at you, Edith.
Yes.
But,
Well, I got all dressed up just for you.
I know, but you're always on point, Edith. Tell us, how do you do it? Every morning you wake up, do you have someone who puts out your clothes and says, this is what you're wearing today, or do you do that yourself? I mean, that seems like a big, hard job. Yeah.
No, I wish I could. No, I think at my age now it comes naturally.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So you know just how to put it together, like in a sec. You just jump right out the shower. You're like, I know exactly what I'm going to wear. I'm going to put those accessories with that dress and then that scarf, and then it's going to go with that handbag and those shoes.
Exactly.
So when,
exactly like that.
When you're coming out with the book, How to Dress Like a Superstar by Edith Fenta.
Well, then that's a thought, okay? That's something to do maybe in the next year or two.
Well, Edith, there's an exciting development that's coming up that you're part of, that you are doing. In fact, tonight we're going to a dinner as well as a theater event. What is that all about?
Well, it's like, the best way to describe it is like a supper club.
Okay.
Oh,
so
lovely.
A supper theater club. So it's a lovely 5-course meal. It's literally you arrive, you get spoiled with drinks, you have starters, etc., then some of the show, then main courses, and then some of the show. So it goes throughout the evening. So it's really dinner, supper kind of club.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Then afterwards, of course, it's time to party. So there's a lovely DJ, and, you know, it's something that I think Joburg can do it. So, you know, we're looking forward to launching it and having you at our VIP launch tonight at the venue with the launch of their Sensory Theatre.
Okay, but tell me something. So this will be happening every single day, every single week? How will the schedule work?
No, it's going to, it will open at the last weekend of this month. It's the first bookings from public.
Okay.
So this only runs on a Friday night and a Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
I see.
Not throughout the week. So it's a Friday and a Saturday. So it's a lovely something to book for to go and do on a weekend. And it's really a lovely night out. It really is.
What kind of music, what kind of entertainment can people expect?
Oh, it's varied. There's lovely music, there's lovely dance, there's lovely acts, there's a little bit of everything in the show. So, and it's easy, it has a little bit of a storyline, and it's just really lovely and entertaining. The costumes are beautiful. Yeah, the people are beautiful. What can I say?
Awesome.
Edith, editor of Black Magazine, Monwabisi on the line. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. Are you coming tonight?
Yes. We didn't get the invite. I think Tumisha's representing, but we're surely looking forward to getting our invite. And
You're welcome to come along. If you want to come along, you're more than welcome.
Mm-hmm. As long as we get to see you dressed as beautifully as you are always, we are there.
Yes, sweetie. Thank you.
Right. Quick one. I just wanted to find out, will you like post a picture of you and what you're wearing today for some of our listeners on Cliff Central, and we can then retweet it and show people, because we're getting asked on social media now, how do we get to see Edith looking so beautiful on the Black Life Show?
That's so sweet. I will definitely do that. Should I put it on my Facebook? On our Facebook page?
Put it on Twitter. Twitter's good. You're on Twitter?
Yeah. Okay.
What's your handle on Twitter?
We have a one through the company, Edith Unlimited.
All right, cool. Yeah. So we'll find
you. I'll get my ladies at the office to do that for me.
Awesome. Nice. Then we'll repost it so people can see exactly how lovely you're looking today. But thank you for being with us on the show, and we look forward to having you again, because we'd like to have a further discussion with you about basically, Edith, how you got where you are right now and the kind of work that you do there. I think there are a lot of ladies and even guys out there who are interested in your story and also, the trajectory of your success.
Well, I would more than love to be part of your show and to chat about, it's a bit of an interesting journey that I've had. It would be lovely to sit and share that with you and your listeners.
We love the interesting journeys. Well, you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you later on this evening.
We'll see you later. Looking forward to having you.
See you later, Mama Edith.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my darling. Bye-bye.
Well, you heard it there from the lady herself, Edith Venter. And she's starting a brand new thing, which is a supper club at the venue in Johannesburg at Melrose Arch. So something interesting, something to look forward to, something gangster. And we're going to be talking as well to Annika from VWV about DSTV Delicious, the festival that's happening.
Delicious.
In a couple of weeks' time on the 6th. Are you going?
Of course.
I want to go.
Of course. The lineup's looking massive.
I'm sure we're going to get some tickets.
We better start. No doubt. No pressure.
No pressure.
But I see they're going back to Waterfall this year,
Waterfall is a much better place to go, just in terms of the parking. I wish they'd gone to Stain City, which is kind of where I live, or I'm going to live.
Are you moving?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
Actor, the most overrated job is getting you into Stain City.
I'm going straight to Stain City.
Pop that stuff.
Stuff,
boy,
is expensive there, dog.
It's crazy, huh?
We went on a thing because we wanted to see, like, what is it like,
right,
like if we were to live there. And, land is like, the cheap land is like $3 million, dude.
That's like hectic.
That's hectic. All right, we got Annika on the line, so let's talk to Annika. Hey,
hello,
Annika,
guys.
How are you doing?
Hello, Annika.
I'm great, thanks. Hello.
Yes, we already started discussing your show. Tumisha started with free tickets, as usual, so just excuse him.
Actually, it's fine. It was Mono BC, but it's fine. This year, where is DSTV Delicious going to be? Because he says it's going to be a waterfall.
Yes, the Delicious Festival this year is bigger and better than ever before. Yeah. 16 Waterfall Polo Estate in Midrand, and we're very, very excited.
Awesome!
I'll make sure you guys get tickets. Don't worry.
Please do.
Thank you. I mean, Tumisha will hold you to that, Annika.
I'm sure you will.
But listen, I mean, the great thing about it is that you need to go to a place that's got good parking, because at the end of the day, there's going to be so many people who come, and there's always a lot of people who come, right?
Delicious is the future.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're expecting around 25,000 people to come down to Delicious, so we're very excited. It's going to be, like I said, the biggest one yet.
Okay, so what's the lineup this year in terms of...
Wow, we've got something really special lined up for the public. So we've got the one and only, the Queen of Funk, Chaka Khan, coming in. Also, we've got Driverbone all the way from UK. We've got Louis Vega flying in from Miami.
No way. Little Louis Vega.
Flying in. Little Louis Vega.
Oh, wow.
I grew up on that guy listening. Well, and Chaka Khan as well. So I'm very excited. Is she going to sing I'm Every Woman? She has to sing I'm Every Woman. I'm going to sing along.
Listen, she is bringing all the old classics. She's going to do it all.
Okay. And Louis Vega, do you know any Louis Vega songs?
Yeah. Like? And Mrs. Louis Vega actually DJs with him.
Yes, she does.
Did you know that, Demisha?
I do know that.
Okay. Yes. No, we're just correcting something. Just, you know, Anika sharing some facts about Louis Vega, you know, to Demisha. We're schooling him right now. So what else can we expect from, like, I know Delicious is obviously food and entertainment and music and stuff. Like, in terms of the food, I mean, what kind of food should we expect, you know?
Okay. Before we move on to the food, I just want to just mention... lineup, which we're also very excited.
Okay.
We're going to have Musard, the muffins.
I love Musard and the muffins.
And hold on, the voice of Africa, Vusi Mashlasela.
Vusi Mashlasela.
Yeah, how huge is that?
Vusi is from Mamelodi, right? And I'm from Mamelodi as well. You know, he's like my homeboy. He grew up like with D5, which is like very close to
D1. Well, listen, when we told Chaka Khan that Vusi is going to be on our stage, she did Flip Flash and she wanted to do a song with him on the stage.
Oh, wow. Look, if you need me to come up on stage as well, you know, just let me know.
There we go. There we go. With Chaka Khan and Vusi. I like red roses, eh?
Is it?
Oh.
Okay, red roses. I'll send you red roses with my demo CD so you can hear me singing.
There we go. Okay, so on the food part, with the International Food Festival, and, you know, our festival is one of a kind where we have an amazing music lineup, but then we also have an amazing food lineup. We're going to have Joburg's biggest food market with over 60 food stores at the Delicious Market.
Oh, wow.
We also have the Delicious Lounge, which will be hosted by MasterChef SA Judge Pete Goffwood.
Okay.
So he's going to make some awesome, there's a fantastic menu. And like I said, people are really going to be taken on a taste journey across the globe with the food that's available there on the day.
What about a craft beer market? I mean, that's a big thing now at food markets. You know, you have to have a craft beer section.
Well, you know, we are moving towards that, but right now we're just focusing on getting the food element right, which I think we definitely will do with this. But the thing about Delicious is that, honestly, every single year it grows and it gets bigger and it gets better. And it's probably the biggest food and music festival in the country.
Okay, and where can people get tickets?
Okay, tickets are available from ticketpro.co.za.
Have you started selling them?
Yeah. How many of you sold so
far? I want to just warn people, we're almost sold out. So
what?
If you want to get your tickets, get them today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow. But we sorted, right?
Yeah, we sorted. We
don't
have to worry
about
that.
You guys are sorted. I'll put you on the VIP list. Don't worry. And also, guys, if anyone wants to get more information about the lineup, about what's going to be happening on the day, you can visit deliciousfestival.com. All the information is there. They can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're very kind of active on our pages as well.
Brilliant. We're very excited, Anika. I know I'm very excited. Yeah. I know Demisha's doing hand flips in the in studio here because he's going to get to see Chaka Khan.
Yeah,
boy.
Chaka Khan.
Yeah, I mean,
Chaka
Khan. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. And she's so excited to come to South Africa. She loves South Africa. She's been here before. She performed at Nelson Mandela's 80th birthday. But she's never had a concert on her own. So it's a really big deal.
Sure.
Awesome.
Sure. So maybe we can get her in studio or get her via the line to get our listeners excited.
Now you are really trying your luck. But you never know. We can always see what we can manage.
I think it's a good idea so people know exactly what she sounds like.
Yes.
And yeah, exactly. She's wonderful. She's really excited.
She's very sweet, though. Yeah. You know, when I met her back in the day, she was fantastic. She's such a lady.
So, Anika.
Yeah.
Yes. Moving right along.
So, was her name dropping?
I heard that. Well, look, I mean, she's one of the last divas. You know, she's right up there with, you know, the late Whitney Houston and all of that. It really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Something like this is not going to come around again.
No, definitely not. I mean, your lineups, though, have always, I think, brought in the crowds. Eh? How do you guys actually get about to choosing your lineup? Because it's the one thing that you guys always get right.
It's very soulful, though, I must say.
Yeah, thanks for that. Well, look, I mean, the thing about Delicious Festival is we're a nostalgic event. You know, we're never going to have, you know, the latest, greatest, you know, hip-hop artists on our stage or, you know, like the Justin Biebers of the world. We go back. We go 70s, 70s, right. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, it's a really, we take people on a memory journey. It's really nostalgic. And that's how we, you know, that's how we choose our, you know, our lineup. But we also listen to our fans. I mean, we constantly ask on Facebook and Twitter, you know, who you want. And we really do listen to them. And then we work really hard in getting those acts to South Africa.
Awesome.
Brilliant. And also the mix. You know, one thing I notice is that it's not a black music lineup. It's not a white music lineup. It's a really good, you know, contemporary music lineup. I mean, and how do you guys choose that balance? I mean, you know, obviously I'm asking you the same question again, but like, do you guys do a voting thing in studio to say like, so-and-so is a hit and maybe not so-and-so, you know? I mean, how do you guys, you know?
To get the mix right,
is there a committee maybe?
Well, you know what? At the heart of this festival are three people, and it's myself and the media director. I mean, the directors, Tom Keith and Adam Lloyd Cornwell, now the two gentlemen have literally got about 30 or 40 years of experience in the music industry. So they really know what's hot, what's happening, what can happen.
Right.
And like I said, we also listen to our fans. But I mean, it's a team decision. We plan 6, 7, 8 months in advance. I mean, we're already looking at our lineups for next year already.
Sure.
Wow.
So, but it is, I mean, it's an easy process for us because we know what the fans want. We know the music. And I think we really have gotten it right in the last 3 years. I mean, we had Jamiroquai in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had
Salt
and Soul, Brand New Heavies, Incognito. So I think we just have a really good team and we know what decisions to make. To make sure that people like our lineup.
Yeah. Final question from me. Are there any kids allowed this year again?
Sorry, can you just say that again?
Are kids allowed?
Yes, Children. Absolutely. Kiddies are definitely allowed. We've got an amazing DSTV Kids area. And Cartoon Network are bringing Gumball and Adventure Time. So the kids will be entertained throughout the day.
So Tumisho can come, in other words.
That's wonderful. Never heard of Gumball.
Yeah, you can go play with Gumball. That's 100%.
Anika, thank you for your time. And obviously, we look forward to that interview with Chaka Khan. No
Chaka
pressure.
Chaka Khan. Thank you so much, Anika.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for having me. And I'll get those tickets to you straight away.
All awesome. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so now that we know what's happening in our gig guide, basically, we know what's happening where.
Did you get that? Like, did we, like, drop that Chaka Khan in there that, like, you know, into. Maybe we must phone Miss Chaka
Anything
Khan herself.
Anything that you want done, baby, I do it naturally. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's why DJs should never sing.
No.
But when you have
you're
a
not
mic,
a
what
DJ,
are you going to do?
But, like, hey, and you think.
I'm not a DJ and I'm not a singer. So what am I? Why am I here?
Where's Henko today? Henko!
Where's Henko? Henko's like giving up on us today.
No.
Okay. But hey, listen, in the motoring side of things, have you heard about this new Mercedes-Benz GT?
No.
It's like Mercedes come out with this thing, right? You know they had the SLS, right?
Yeah.
So the SLS was quite angry and had the doors that open on the side. What do they call
the
those?
Flip wings.
The flip wing doors and blah, blah. And people were like, yeah, that's really nice, but I still want a car that just opens normally and can go really fast and all that. So Mercedes came up with the GT, which is a really exceptional car. It's basically the SLS, but I think it's a prettier version of the SLS. It's a little bit faster as well.
Mm.
And actually, speaking of price, it's right up there with last week you spoke about the BMW
i8. I saw one this week, by the way.
Oh, is it? It's beautiful in the metal, as they say.
Mm. Mm.
This Mercedes GT is starting price 1.7, basically. So it's about the same price as that. For how many horsepower? 479. Oh, 503 horsepower.
Yes, it's 417. I was like, is that a... Anyway, yeah.
503 horsepower. Oh, 479 is quite close. But it's a 4-liter twin turbocharged V8 engine.
What?
This thing is angry, man.
It's a machine.
This thing is a machine.
It's a machine.
So,
Yeah. Well, on the gadget side, after the Soul Pro, I was actually reviewing the Soul Pro.
Okay.
After 90 minutes in direct sunlight, this charges like it charges like four or five phones.
This is something that blew my mind. I mean, 90 minutes, all you have to do is put it in the sun for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you can charge your phone. Yeah. Apparently, as well, you don't even have to have it fully charged for you to charge your phone. So while it is charging from the sun, you can still charge your phone.
Yebo. And there are two USB ports, so you don't have to charge just one. You know, like the schlep of having just one
phone. I hope that they're going to be well priced, though, because there's an initiative where people are giving away their old iPads and their tablets and so on and so forth. Especially to disadvantaged kids. Now, the problem that they found with these kids is some of them, or a lot of them, don't even have electricity at home, so they can't charge these iPads and laptops and so on and so forth.
But maybe we should have those girls from Limpopo. Did you hear about the ones who did the school packs?
The ones who did the school bag, right?
Yeah,
bag. As you're walking, the school bag charges.
And
it's got electricity, so now you can actually charge. We should have them in the studio. Okay.
Speaking of that, I actually, I'm not going to floss, but I just landed myself the first pair, right?
Okay.
Of Beats.
Oh. Okay. What do they look like? Where are they?
No. Do you think I'm going to bring them here for you to vandalize
them? Why am I going to vandalize? I'm not a two-year-old.
So the Beats that I got basically are the first wireless.
What?
And they drop in South Africa in 2 months' time.
Okay.
So
that's when you're going to buy yours, because you're going to give me mine now.
He's got jokes. Yeah.
Okay, so they're wireless.
Yeah,
so basically,
it's the Beats Solo 2 wireless, right?
Are they noise reduction technology?
There we go.
You're going to tell us. Tell us then.
Yeah, so these are some serious bad boys. And they're wireless, so imagine, you know, Dre is now no longer hanging out in the hood. He's hanging out with...
Dre's a billionaire, dude. What is he doing in the hood?
Yeah, he's no longer in the hood. Well, that's what I'm saying to you.
But you know, I'm sure he goes back to the hood.
For
Chisanyama, something. Although at that level, it's like it's not fair. You know, it's like, please, Hammer, don't hurt them. Because you're there and you're like in the hood and guys rock up in their Lamborghinis and you're like, I'm even past that, dude. Yeah. I landed in my helicopter.
Yeah.
I created a helipad across the street from the Chisanyama.
Yeah. No.
It's a bit too much. No.
He's not hanging out with the proper billionaires now.
Like Warren Buffett.
Jay-Z. And then he's hanging out in Silicon Valley, trying out new
with Elon Musk.
With Elon.
Yeah, and Elon is like, we should really go back to Pretoria and watch the Blue Bulls.
Not quite.
Do you think Elon is a Blue Bulls fan?
Maybe we must ask him. Let's get him on the show, man.
Let's get him on the show. Okay, we're going to get Elon Musk on the show.
Okay, Balisa, can you get Elon Musk on the show?
Balisa's on it.
Yes.
Elon Musk. She's like, Mang? Elon Musk.
Elon. Must he spell it?
Hey, these young people. Young people.
Can't take them anywhere.
Can't take them anywhere. Now,
youth of today.
They're exposing us.
So, they also...
These new Beats.
So, getting on technology. Yeah. Did you hear of the business that has just been bought over by Microsoft? The Nigerian guy whose business got bought over by Google for like $1 billion.
What?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's got an IT company.
Hey, we must start an IT company, guy.
Huh? $1 billion. He got bought over.
I don't even need $1 billion. Just give me $500 million.
Yeah.
In dollars?
In dollars.
Like, dude, I'm a 5 billion rand tech.
Yeah, no. That equals you.
What would you do with your first? What would you do with that money, though? Like the first thing that you'd buy.
You mean what am I doing with my first?
Okay, what are you doing with your first? The first ridiculous purchase.
Stain City, baby. I go to Stain City.
You go to Stain City.
Yeah, I want to buy the most expensive land there.
No, that's not ridiculous. That's what we're supposed to be doing, Dakis. We're supposed to be buying land.
Just give me
a ridiculous thing. I don't want to hear about the land you're going to buy. I want to hear ridiculous.
Yeah.
I want to hear about that car that you've always been eyeing out.
No car.
That new golden cell phone. Like, you're going to have an iPhone that's not colored gold. That's like actual gold.
That's the stuff
I want to hear about, man.
No way.
You're going to get some Jordans with diamonds on the soles.
I want to buy half of Stain City. That's what I want.
What you going to do with it?
What am I going to do with it?
Then you're going to sell it back and then you're going to make more money.
Exactly.
But that's not... Okay.
Exactly. I don't want no that's car exciting. That's opening wings on
that's
the
exciting,
side.
That's exciting, but it's not fun.
It's so good.
It ain't no fun.
No, this ducky was taught well by the other folks.
Ah, this ducky's boring.
Yeah, I'll go to Israel as well. That's the first thing I'd do.
What are you doing in Israel?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
I want to learn about more technologies that I can bring to South Africa and then...
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do like one of those, because you're a black person, you know, you're going to Israel because you're doing a pilgrimage. You're not just going to Moria this time. You're
actually going to Israel. Just this year.
But I would go to Moria though, like on some, boom, here's my tithe, drop it. Can I get a bigger bath? You know, they put it in the bath, right? You put the tithe in the bath. Like, I'm like, I just made 5 billion. So I'm like, sorry, everybody.
Can I just put it out there? I don't know this guy.
Open the parking lot. I'm coming and I'm going to drop my tithe right there in the parking lot. Bam!
So what would you do with your first billion?
My first billion?
Like, I know you're going to get a BMW.
Stupid purchase. BMW can see me later, hey? I'm done with them at that level. Like, I'm like, whatever. I'd do something really silly. I would like take my friends and family on a Caribbean yacht party holiday.
That must have been special for you to keep wanting to go back there, huh?
It was a special place. It was very beautiful. But I mean, I just want to treat my people to something special. Yeah. And I'm past
like
the whole...
Like you're treating us to the Durban July, ne?
But you see, that's not my thing.
You're whack.
That's not my thing,
put it out there? You're whack.
Why we got to go there? I'm telling people... What? Because I did the Durban July voice and the video?
Yes, and you're like, I'm going to Durban July. You must travel
why,
to your peoples.
Why
I can
are
wear
you
your
saying
peoples.
It out loud now? Because now people are going to know that I'm going to be at home with my wife who's about to have a baby.
Yeah, no.
Okay, thank you.
You're still whack.
Now, there you go. Anyway, so I'll take all my people somewhere like amazing. It might not even be the Caribbean. It might like be around the corner to Madagascar.
Bora Bora. The Bora Bora.
Or maybe to the Portuguese Isles.
Yeah.
I'll take them to Durban.
Ne?
Okay. So that's Palisa, everybody. She's okay. So cute. Yeah, she must come into the studio. I must take a picture of her so you can see her. Okay. Well, that's it for us. Next week, we got a really exciting show coming up, though.
Yeah.
Even more exciting than this week's.
Bigger.
What is it?
What?
What?
Watch.
Okay. Well,
watch
we'll see you next
space.
Week when we come back to the Black Lab. Okay. Do you want to choose a song?
No. Just play something. Next week, we've got proper peoples that are going to give us music.
What did I do that for? All right, we're out of here. Here it is. Good kisser. Usher Raymond.
Say, let me see it. Make every minute.